Eshbach Lefan of Sichi. First, I want to thank, of course, Jeff Weinberg and the Chevra Meridian, Alfredska, and all Chevra. Guess broadcasting live from Camp Cayley, someplace near Mountaindale, I guess. I don't know exactly where we are in the neighborhood. We're on page Kuf Aleph in this edition, where it says, Ahan Hogala Maisa. We're in the Sugya of his Baidadus. We ended last week with some words from the Tzaddik, from Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter. And Chazal say, Ein lecha adam she'en lo isha. Ein lecha adam she'en lo isha. The Pashtus, of course, means that every person has his moment of clarity, his moment of greatness. But Rabbi Yaakov Meir Shechter and other Tzaddikim say that if you want to be an adam, if you want to be a person, we're not talking here about being a Chavetz Chaim or a Baba Sali, just to be a mensch, to be an adam. Ein lecha adam she'en lo isha. If a person doesn't have an hour a day to be alone with Hashem Yisbarach, ein lecha adam. It could be a Talmud Chacham, could be wonderful, could be fantastic, but an adam, something is missing from this adam. So ein lecha adam she'en lo isha. On the other hand, this parak, where the Mechaber is dealing with the issue of Zman and his Baidus, is very challenging for people nowadays, especially in Chutz Laretz, even in Eretz Yisrael, but especially in Chutz Laretz, where to be able to have an hour of time every day, to take an hour every single day, is difficult. And even if a person has the time, we've been raised believing that we don't have the time. So it's very, very hard for us to come to that place of Ein lecha adam she'en lo isha, that sha achas b'yayim. So that's what we're going to be talking about today. The Hanhagala Maisa. What do we do about this hour that Rabbi Nachman was talking about, this hour, the hour? What do we do about this hour? So this part of the parak is very, very simple, very practical. So let's learn. Where it says, Ahan Hagala Maisa. B'tkufa harishana b'knisos la'avodas esbardos. In the first time, the first period of time of the person enters into this avoid of his bardos. Sarach l'gvo z'man m'suyim sh'yesh bo chidei l'haydas l'ashem. A person needs to set aside time to follow the Mahalach that we've been learning about, the order of Hizbarudus, which beginning with Lahaydus Lashem, to thank Hashem Mizbach, Levakesh Menu, to ask for what we need, Lefarsi Choslof Nehashem, to talk about what's going on in our lives, what's on our minds, in our hearts, Lishbech Hesalef, to pour out our hearts, Vadabi Ima Kedabi Yishal Mirehu, and so on, Lodun Velishbat Ismaeh, Veloshubachuva, to make in Vecheshvan of things that have been good, but things that have not gone well in our lives, mistakes that we've been making, to do tshuva, l'spal, l'schanei lov, shikarev, oyischol avodos, and to daven, to beg Hashem, to bring us close to Him. It's a summary of the main nekudas of his bardos. Zman zeh lofachos, kireva ad chatzi shah b'yom. Now, in the beginning, one should start not with an hour. One should start with it to try at least 15 minutes to a half hour. So, 15 minutes to a half hour to begin. Hanisayin mochiach, shekosha ma'od lahaskil imsha. Experience shows that it's very difficult to begin his bardus, working on his bardus with an hour. Zalomachzik ma'imad yoisim yomis for him. Usually, for the beginner, he won't last more than a few days. An hour seems like 5 hours, not like an hour. And it won't last. What usually happens is the person begins with the intention to go for an hour, and he makes many hafsakas. He stops many times in the middle, you know, to grab a bite, to make a phone call, to get busy with something, to check his emails, and that's not his bodas. It doesn't work. And the person begins to feel right away disappointed. This is his part of this. And Yeyush. Kein hachlota shani kvar lo yachol. After a few days of trying a full hour, this beginner will come to the conclusion, ani lo yachol. I can't do this. This his bar, this is not for me. I'm not on this madrega. I can't hold cup. It's not for me. Okay, therefore, kedai lahaschil im revo chatzi. So therefore, it's kedai to begin with 15 minutes or half hour. Now, lahaschil to begin. Yeah, there's bad weather up here, so it affects the reception. Sorry. Okay, so let's go back. So when it says here, Zman zelofachos kereva chatzi shah b'yom, that the time is, this time at the, for the beginner is at the beginning is at least a quarter of an hour, 15 minutes or a half hour. So the shaila is how long is the beginning? So for some people, the beginning could be 30, 40, 50 years. You understand? It doesn't mean, beginning doesn't mean like when you're learning how to swim. That if it's not going like after a week or two, you know, maybe you should think about skating or knock hockey. But when it comes to his baidadus, when it comes to this avaida, there are some people for whom 15 minutes, a half hour, that beginning is what they could do. And more than that, it doesn't work. But that is but one should not begin with the hour. That's what he's explaining. It's hard. Therefore, kedai lahaskalim revo chatzi shah, aval ahachlit ba'achlota gemura meharega rishin es azayis yam yam. The ikkar is that at the beginning, there should be a very strong hachlota. The main thing is, oilas tamid, that should be consistent. To try, again, we'll see in a few minutes that if one can't do that, then okay. But the main thing is that it should be consistent. Should be day after day. SSIC Yom Yom. Hachlota Gemur Meharega Rishon SSIC Yom Yom. Vim Evshar Ba'osam Malkam Ba'osazman. And preferably, unlike what people might think intuitively, that it would be nice to change things up and to go to different places and to do different times of the day. But he's going to explain, and what we've discussed many times over the years in Shul, is we don't appreciate properly the value of kviyus zman, a kviyus makam. It's very, very important, very crucial, kviyus zman, kviyus makam. Obviously, sometimes it can be. People are moving around. They're in different places, or home, or work, other places. But the chadchila, it's preferable that it be at the same time of the day, if it can be, and in the same place. Kol haschol is cautious. And in Kotzke, somebody once asked the Kotzke, what if things go very smoothly right at the beginning? We have this teaching. It's not clear exactly where this comes from. There's a Mechilta that has a similar lesson that all beginnings are difficult. So somebody asked the Kotzke, but Rebbe, I started this thing in Avodas Hashem, and it wasn't difficult. I'm doing this, you know, and it's not difficult at all. I don't find that it's hard at all. So the Kotzke says that it means that you really never started. You think that you started, but you never really started. Because any time that you really start something about Hashem, it's hard. In other words, if you really decide Shemir Saloshim, if you really decide Shemir Seinai, if you really decide to be Kavei Eaton for learning, whatever that, when there's something which is real, it's a real Haskalah, it's a real beginning, it's Kashas. So if somebody tells me that they started learning the Daf Yomi, And they don't know what everybody's making such a big deal. It's not so hard. That means, but the Kotzke is saying, it means that he didn't really start. Because when you really start something, be'emes, it's hard. In Kedusha, when it comes to Tuma, it's not hard to start things at all. Because there, it's paischemlo. If a person wants to do something that's not good, all right, Chevra, I apologize. If it happens again, I don't want to waste your time. It's mamish bittul Torah. So if we go off again, because it has nothing to do about it, it has to do with the weather.
Right.
So if it goes off again, then everybody should just go back to your learning or your work or whatever it is. So I'm sorry. We'll try once more. All right. So on the bottom of page Kuf Aleph, Tzarech Das Kol Haschol Es Kosher So B'Tchilas Adarch Yasa Baldover K'Chol Shi B'Chalta B'Chtei L'Hofres HaKviyas HaZu. We're going to talk more about Kviyas in a minute. So the main enemy of the other side of the Sitra Achra is Kviyas. It's not the 15 minutes, the half hour, the hour. The main enemy always of the Sitra Achra, of the Yetzara, is consistency. Think about it. It's the same thing when it comes, let's say, to working out. You're supposed to be training and working out. Once you're already doing it, whether it's going to be 15 minutes, a 15-minute workout, a 20-minute workout, that's not such a big Yetzara. Once you're in the Inyan, it's not such a big Yetzara not to do the proper amount of time that you're supposed to be working out. But to get to the workout, in other words, to actually be consistent with working out, I'm just talking about on a bicycle or an elliptical or swimming or whatever it is that you do, or jogging. It's not once you're in the Inyan, the Ikar is not the extra 5 minutes. That person can push himself, and there's not a huge mania when it comes to pushing yourself when you're in the Inyan. Same thing when it comes to learning. Once you're already in the Gemara, once you're in the Sugya, you enjoy it. And an extra 5 minutes is fine. It's not, if you have the time, you enjoy the extra learning. You go into another, you look at another Tosis, you look up the Rambam. Once you're already in the learning, that's not the problem. That's good. That goes. Another 10 minutes, another 20 minutes, that's not the problem. It's to get to the Gemara. That same time, that same kvias of learning, that's the challenge. Everybody knows it. That's the biggest challenge. It's not in the learning another 5 minutes. That's a machai. Everybody feels it's a machai. I'm not talking about kids in school. I'm talking about all of us. We want to learn. We enjoy learning. But there are always things in the way of the kvias. And there's always a yitzhar to miss one day. And to think that one day is not going to make a difference. And it says, Chazal Brota said, if you leave it for one day, it's going to end up one day becoming 2 days, and 2 days becoming 3 days. A little bit of a marshal for this, a person can feel when it comes to working out. A little bit of a marshal. The Ikar is Kviyas. The Ikar is Kviyas. HaKedai L'das Shekamoy B'chol Dover Shebekdusha. When it comes to any, the last line on the page, when it comes to any Dover Shebekdusha, HaShezoichem is Kviyas V'kaimu. Kviyas V'kaimu. Until it becomes something which is mamash kavua, chazokim v'yitzivim, stable and consistent. Over the next page, ma'avarim rabim. You have to cross over many, many bridges, many obstacles. There are many, many things that get in the way of kviyas. L'chein gam im lo yizke l'kaim zos yom yom, gam yimidalek ayechlash l'yipol b'daitel. Therefore, even if you find, especially at the beginning, that there are inconsistencies, you shouldn't have a chalishas adas. You should, because it's very easy, again, with using the marshal of exercising, it's very easy that to feel that if I missed already 2-3 days, it's fafal. If I didn't work out during this time, so it's fafal. And you just let yourself go. It's like that with everything in life, really. So the same thing when it comes to this, by this, even though kviyas is so important. Nevertheless, if you missed, that's okay. You should continue. Gami im yedaleg. Ayachlosh v'yipol b'dayto kishev v'yipol tzadik v'kam. The Ikar is v'kam. Even if you missed and there are inconsistencies, you should start again. Kedai lochuk aleiv as divayim v'yim rab nosim v'kutei lochus. And because of this, it's very, very important to try to engrave upon our hearts the words of Rabbi Nosson L'Kutei Lochus. Rabbi Nosson writes, Iyev shel chalodim lahaschel tekev ba'avoydas gevoyas l'shamayim. It's not possible for a regular person, to begin right away with very, very high and exalted avoidas, with an avoida that's very, very great. And this avoida has brothers is, as we learned since the beginning of the Sefer, it's from the highest avoidas that a Jew has in his life is the avoida of his brothers. And it's very hard to begin with, and the Marshal doesn't expect, nor does he ask. Therefore, in the beginning, even though kviyas is so important, if it happens that there are inconsistencies, don't allow for chalishas hadas. You just keep on moving forward. And Rav Nosson now explains that it's very hard to begin with these kind of avaidas. Mashain, he says, shayase, the hainu shayase, Avoid is Gavoy is Davka Mashain with Koychalasis. All the Bnei Shalom wants from a person, we've spoken about this over all of the years, thousands of times, is like Rabbi Nachman himself used to say, "Abyssal is always good, a little bit is also good." And the ikra is what a person can do at that time in his life. Rabbi Nelson was concerned, and so are we, and so is the Mechaber, that when you see these comments, Rabbi Nachman, about a shor achas, about an hour, and how strong he was also about there being a kviyas, that a person that is not able to put in the time and he's not able to be consistent is going to drop the whole thing. And that would be a terrible tragedy. And that's what goes wrong with most of our projects in Kedusha. And to go slowly, mat-ma'at. We say every single morning in the bracha, we daven, we ask Hashem, that I should begin to develop a hergel for tagileinu davka. Kein atat zorch rak lezgaber lalois mimadrega lemadrega asmucha. All Hashem Yisbaruch wants is the person should go to the next madrega, not to skip all kinds of madregas, not to go to all kinds of levels beyond himself, but to go to bislach one madrega, the next madrega, the next madrega. As we learned many times, that Rabbi Nachman explains the soy of nasiv and nishma, that in every person's life, nasiv and nishma is not just something that happened that I've seen one time in history. Nasiv and nishma, I've explained many times from Rabbi Nachman over the years, that nasiv and nishma means that at every point in one's life, there is that level that he's up to, that he's comfortable with, that he can do, that he's a balabas over. That's called nasiv. Hashem is Baruch Hu is that every moment of our lives, every time in our lives, we should be thinking about the next level of nishma. Nishma means I'm not there yet. It means I heard of this and I want to accomplish this, but I don't have it yet under my belt. And Rabbi Nachman says over and over that all of life should be an ongoing series of nasiv and nishma, nasiv and nishma. Nasiv is what I've already mastered, what I already have bailus over, and nishma means the next madrega. That mountain that's over my head, that part of Avodas Hashem that's just hovering over what I'm doing right now, that is the next level. Not Torlo B'Shamayim Hi, not a Madrega that's all the way, way far, far away, because the person is going to leave everything. The Ikir in Avodas Hashem is Nasa, this is what I can do, this is what I'm already able to do, and then there's that nishma. There's that thing in my life that I heard and that I want to do and I believe is the right thing to do. And I'm going to try to push myself to do it. But it's the next level. Nasa v'nishma. To constantly be working towards that next level of nishma. And then once I make that as part of my life, that's become my nasa, then I try to move on to a higher nishma. But always madregas. Listen, it's true. Sometimes in life, a person has a gewaldige hisayrus. There's a tremendous inspiration, and he's able to go for the like the gold medal. He's able to do something very great and something that's very heroic. But he has to be very careful. Even though those times happen, like you know, it's a Matzim Kippur, it's a Lag Boimer, something you know, there's some Ace Rotson, and you feel that you can make a Kvitz Saderach, that you could skip all kinds of steps. You have to be very, very careful because you all know, we all know, that oftentimes there's that feeling of euphoria and that brings to this Osiris, and then you try to make some tremendous leap and you see that you're able to do something in Avodas Hashem that you never thought you were capable of doing, but then it becomes a huge, huge drag. It becomes something which is unbearable, and then you could drop it and become worse, chalila, and lower than you ever were before. You have to be very careful. I told you some months ago, actually I have on the phone right now, one of the chevra, there's a young man, he's not in the shul, but he's one of the chevra, he's a special, special guy, that he's worked all of his adult life, from the time that he's a teenager, he's worked so hard to overcome that meshicha towards looking at things that he shouldn't look at on the computer, on the phone. And it's been a struggle. Since he's a kid, he's been struggling with this. And I don't remember the number this morning is 800 and something. It's like 845 clean days. which is impressive, no? Unbelievable. And what happened was he was holding by something close to that a while back, a couple of years ago, and then it fell, and the next day was one. And I tried to communicate to him that as much as I admired you for what you've accomplished for these hundreds of days, my respect for you today is infinitely greater than that. Because after that time he went, whatever it was, 400, 500 days of being pure and clean, and then falling into something terrible, there's such discouragement that it takes tremendous gevura to look at that number one and not to feel like this is a joke. Who am I fooling? I can't do this. I try, and every time I fall down. But this guy, and I have many chaver like this, 300, 400, and then something happens, a crash, and then the next day. Sometimes it takes 2 or 3 days, and I send out little like question marks. All right, Eifu ata? Are you okay? Where are you? And sometimes I don't hear back. There's one of the chaver now that I haven't heard back from for a week, and I'm nervous about him. He hasn't answered me for a week. So I sent him already a couple of messages. Let's go, you could do it. Aleph, one. And I haven't heard back from him. I'm waiting to hear back from him. But it takes a tremendous amount of gevuras and nefesh, because there's such a yetzahara that when you do something consistently and then you slip, or you do something heroically and you reached a big madrega and you came to some great thing that you never thought you were able to come to, it's very easy to fall into that and to think this is it, I'm finished, I can't do this. So kviyas, even though there are times in life where there's some heroic jump to some great madrega, you have to be very careful. You have to be very careful. Because more often than not, those things are not sustainable. Those tremendous leaps are not sustainable. You have to be very careful. A Jew has to be baki b'ratzav v'shoif. Like in the sixth tirin, Likut Emran, it's not just running, but to be baki, to be a Jew, even when you're returning. In other words, even when you fall, have to be a yid. And that's the beginning of the Sipurim Ma'asis of the beggars, the story of the beggars, where the king gave over the malchus to his son during his lifetime. I'm sure you all know the story. And the king told his son that the real test of whether you're worthy of being king is when you fall from the kingdom. What's going to happen to you when you fall? What's going to happen to you? How are you going to behave when it's ois malchus? What's going to be with you when you feel defeated and you feel crushed and you feel that you haven't succeeded? That's the test to see if you're really a melech, if you really are connected to this midah of malchus. That's what Rabbi Nosson is saying. Shetagilenu daika ki ein atatzarach rachlis gaber lalas madrega madrega smucha shikrei velecha ma'oid. As it says, ki krei velecha davar ma'oid. Really, that's our avodah, is the next level. Not all of a sudden to jump to very high levels. This happens to a lot of chevra when they go to Eretz Yisrael. They're in high school and they're involved with all kinds of stuff in high school, guys and girls. If they went to co-ed schools and camps, all kinds of stuff going on. And then they go to Eretz Yisrael and, you know, you see some guy, like after 2 weeks, he's got, you know, tzitzis already down to the floor with chelis already. And he's carrying his gemara around everywhere. And it's scary. Because the vast majority of times, you know, this wonderful young man, he's just like headed for the iceberg, you know. And what's going to happen when he hits the iceberg? What's going to happen to him? So a lot of the chevra, when they hit the iceberg, they just sink. Only the giborim are the ones that know that shevi yipot tzadik v'kam. No, this is the mahalach. The mahalach is you start again. One. You start again. There's another practical etza for those who are beginning his avodos that many people have been helped by. There's another etza that was handed down from generation to generation by the chassidim, of dividing the time. In other words, let's say it is a shahas, but you divide it into two halves. It's a little bit of an unpredictable way of doing it, and he says why. Everybody's different. And everybody has a different mayach, a different intellect, is different emotionally, and so on. A person can divide his burdus as follows. To take, let's say, 10 minutes instead of the half hour, 10 minutes of just shavach and haidoya, just thanking Hashem and praising Hashem, 10 minutes pure shavach and haidoya. If you want, also some bakoshes, tchinas, to ask for some things that you need, and so on. And then to stop.